Moonshine. Well, we do that down here. They found one not long ago, further on up 59.
Is that what most people call it, moonshine? Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called any other thing?
Yeah, I've heard. Well, when I was younger, they used to call it shinny.
Shinny.
Is that a new one?
I've never run across that one before. Shinny. That's interesting. Have you
any
idea why it was called that?
No, I sure don't. And I used to know this man from Florida, and he called it stump juice.
Stump juice. What about white lightning?
Oh yes, I heard it called that too.
Oh, I beg your pardon, I have heard shinny before. I picked that up in East Texas. But I think this is only the second time I've heard it. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, say this expression, if something is cooking in the kitchen and it really appeals to you, you might say, just that.
Smells good.
Yes, ma'am.
Smells appetizing or something like that.
And when we were talking about pancakes, a lot of people like to put butter on their pancakes and then pour some
syrup and molasses.
Is there a difference there in syrup and molasses?
I don't know, really. We used to call it molasses when you could buy it that people had cooked, you know, at home. I mean, in a cane mill thing. But you don't ever see that now, that word used. It's, well, I see it in cookbooks, but you go to the store and all you find on the shelf now says syrup.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe you. Now, I don't believe I've seen that.
But you don't think one is necessarily thicker than the other or tastes any different?
Homemade syrup or molasses is by far better than anything you can buy in store, yeah, if it's made right.
Yeah.
And out of sugar cane. Now this sorghum stuff's no good, I don't think.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
But this molasses or the syrup that you make at home on these cane mill things, if it's cooked right, it'll be so thick that you'll have to take it out of the bucket with a spoon, you know, and a lot of times it will turn into sugar, rock sugar all around the thing. Then after you eat that out, then you could put a little water in it and boil that sugar down. I mean, you know, mix it up and you eat that too.
Yes, ma'am. Or this expression, say if I had on a leather belt, I might say something like, well, now this isn't artificial leather, this is
real leather.
Or maybe another way of saying that, this is
genuine leather.
Yes, ma'am. Or say before the days that sugar was prepackaged, if you sold it maybe right out of the barrel, you'd say that sugar was sold in
bulk form.
Yes, ma'am. I heard people say that it was sold loose.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And something that a lot of people like to spread on their biscuits for breakfast.
Preserves or jelly, jam.
Right. And these things that most everybody has on their table to season their food, they have